terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm going to get killed for saying this.
You won't get killed.
I'm going to get killed for saying this. I don't understand. It seems I'm going to get so killed for this. God, I know there's something I don't understand. I hate to say this, but the concept of telling people that they cannot come together to negotiate with a government, it just kind of seems un-American to me. And that's why I'm going to get killed. I'm no friend of the unions. But does that not seem like, let me put it in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Does it not seem like the most American thing to do to say, hey, let's assemble?
That's Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, to those who watch him on television. He thinks it's un-American to deny union members the ability to collectively bargain. That's where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you think he said that because he works on MSNBC and MSNBC is liberal? Has he changed his stripes? Is he the issue, or is collective bargaining the issue? Are unions the issue? Protests are the issue? What's the issue here? Pensions? Whether or not unions belong working in government situations? Man, all of these things are part of the ongoing discussion which we'll have. We have a good deal of information and input here from talk radio and talk television, and your calls later on at 800-510-8255. Let's get started by listening to talk host Amy Jacobson and John Howell talking with Jennifer Epstein, who writes for Politico.com, about the efforts to remove the protesters who have lodged themselves in the Wisconsin State Capitol building.
We want to start with what happened on Saturday. They tried to clear everybody out under the auspices that it smells in here. We need to clean this place after 2 weeks of 24-hour occupation. Pick up your sleeping bags. Did it work? I saw a video of some people leaving, but then they ran back in.
Yeah, I mean, it really did not work. You know, there was this ultimatum set that they had to get out on Sunday night, and that didn't happen. Instead, what ended up happening was that all the protesters who, I guess, were on all the floors of the state capitol were pushed down to the ground level, and they all had to sleep there last night, and crews cleaned the rest of the capitol building. But one can imagine that it's still probably kind of disgusting in there.
Oh, yeah. But did they use the cleaning as a ploy to get them out of there, do you think?
Yeah, probably to some extent. You know, it's easy to say, you know, we need to clean, so please get out of our building, and, you know, we don't want you coming back either, kind of thing. But they weren't quite able to get to that point, and so now we just have to kind of wait and see whether the campout will continue beyond today.
Well, this is kind of like World War I. It's got to be trench warfare here. The governor can't give in, and neither can the union. So what do you predict is going to happen, Jennifer?
Right. Well, neither side shows any sign of giving up, and that really, you know, will have to come at some point that somebody pulls the trigger somewhere, and I, of course, don't use trigger in the you know, literal sense, but, you know, somebody will have to rhetorically, or, you know, the governor will have to take the step of finally, you know, carrying out the layoffs that he's threatened and that he's already sent notices on, or something else is going to happen. But neither side seems willing to budge, so somebody's going to actually have to take some action. And I would guess it would be the governor, but just because he has some very clear actions ahead of him. But we could, you know, be surprised and see that they actually come to some kind of negotiations, or that the 14 Democrats who've been in Illinois for, you know, over a week now decide to come back into the state and decide to negotiate. But that seems unlikely at this point.
All right. So that's one side. We present all sides. And on the countdown, we move along. Here's radio host Mike Broomfield talking about what Arizona Governor Jan Brewer had to say about Wisconsin state senators who have fled the state to avoid voting on the bill in Wisconsin, the governor's bill.
Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin, again, the reality of what the argument is over that the governor has asked for, and what the people in Wisconsin, was it now 70-some percent of people in Wisconsin believe that what the governor is asking for is fair. Rest of the country doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter what the rest of the country thinks. Wisconsin should be able to do what's right for the state of Wisconsin. But the Governor Brewer spoke out about this and talked about the Democrats who are missing. And I'm going to weigh in on that from everybody's entitled to an opinion on what's happening. And I'm going to talk about the missing Dems in a moment. But Governor Brewer, with some strong words, I want you to listen to what she had to say about this.
I think it's despicable, Jake, that you have elected officials in the legislature, and I served in the legislature for 14 years and in part of leadership, that they would leave their job. No one should walk out. They are doing exactly what we ask public employees not to do, and that is to strike, and it is wrong. They need to get back to Wisconsin. They need to go in there, and they need to vote, and it is just so irresponsible. I can't imagine them, any of them, getting reelected. The only thing you go to the legislature with is your vote.
That's right. I agree. So that is a question and for Wisconsin, but for the rest of the country with organized labor, what do they have a right to do? What's this right stuff? It really is a ridiculous argument.
All right, so we're pulling in people from all over the place. What gives Jan Brewer any more credibility or less is just somebody else talking about this, and that's all right. That's in plain sight, if you will. Interesting, the police there have allowed protesters, I guess some of them anyway, spent a few nights in the Capitol. They relented on their earlier demand that we were hearing something about a few minutes ago, that they leave so they could clean the building. There are still apparently hundreds of people there. Let's see. State is not seemingly getting out of the news or moving ahead, even though there are a lot of these protests going on, not quite as vehement as what's in Wisconsin, but a lot of these protests going on in other states. What say you about this? Get your thoughts ready and call us, get in the queue at 800-510-8255. We'll go to Wisconsin next for a local talk show's take on the most recent developments in Wisconsin.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255. We're talking about the situation in Wisconsin, collective bargaining, public unions, private unions. A lot of people put them all together, which may not make too much sense. Here is a local Wisconsin host named Mitch Henk speaking about the governor's appearance on Meet the Press on Sunday.
I saw something on Meet the Press yesterday. I want to start with myths about this whole controversy. Myths. Meet the Press yesterday, David Gregory interviewing Governor Walker with this question that keeps being asked over and over again. I see it on the morning talk shows nationally. This whole why can't you take yes for an answer question about the unions conceding on the retirement and health care benefits. And we'll play some of that for Meet the Press.
There's collective bargaining, which you'd like to limit. And there are those the specific contributions that you asked the unions. They said they would do that. They would meet those demands. So the question that comes up again and again is, if you want to deal with the budget and the deficit, why not take yes for an answer?
Well, because we've seen that actions speak louder than words. For us to balance the $3.6 billion deficit we have, but not only now, but to ensure we can continue to do that in the future so our kids don't inherit these same dire consequences, we've got to have assurances. And over the past 2 weeks, even after they made those promises, we've seen local union after local union rush to their school boards, their city councils, their technical school boards, and rush through contracts in the past 2 weeks that had no contribution to the pension and no contribution to health care. And, in fact, in one case in Janesville, they actually were pushing through a pay increase.
But, actions Governor, you could have extended the bill. You could have extended the bill to those local government agencies. You chose not to.
No, that's just the opposite. I was a local government official for 8 years. This bill precisely helps local governments, and it's effective once it passes. In fact, we're facing a $3.6 billion deficit. Like nearly every other state across the country, we're going to have to cut more than $1 billion from our schools and local governments. You know, in New York and California, where they're Democrats for governors, they're doing that. The difference here is with this budget repair bill, we give those schools and local governments more, almost $1.5 billion worth of savings. So the savings they get from our budget repair bill exceed the amount that they're
cutting. All right, but let me be clear. If the unions, who it seems to me have been clear in saying that they would agree to those.
He doesn't get it. I mean, David Gregory, who's doing your research? He doesn't understand the question. And a lot of people don't understand what's going on here. I'm sorry. I mean, Walker just said in Janesville they put in a pay increase. In Madison, they had this last-minute session to get a contract in so they could protect themselves from Walker's wrath. Dane County did an emergency four-year contract that was there to protect them so they wouldn't be hit by Walker. It was designed to outlast Walker. And then David Gregory kept coming back and kept coming back. Oh, the unions are clear. No, the unions are clear. They're not going to accept the terms.
All right. So that's the host. Let's get to Marlene, who's a caller from New Jersey with thoughts on this. Hi.
In New Jersey, we just had a firefighter, 37 years old, get permanent disability, go to North Carolina and get a job as a firefighter for $30,000 a year. He's getting a $60,000 a year disability pension from New Jersey while he's working as a firefighter for $30,000 a year in the exact same job. What people don't understand, New Jersey, you need to look to New Jersey because we are bankrupt and the unions have done it. In my town, it's $15,000 a year per child for an education, a public education. The teachers here make $50,000 to $70,000 a year for what amounts to a part-time job. They work 9 months a year. But that $50,000 to $70,000 doesn't include another $30,000 for their benefits. And it's probably closer to $40,000 because in New Jersey, the teachers get eye care, dental, everything, till the day they die, courtesy of the taxpayers. And what that means to a person living in New Jersey, I'm literally being taxed out of my home.
If
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Next week.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, I want to just commend everyone for trying to be as reasonable as they can. It is Governor Walker who's absolutely unreasonable and is basically taking on the posture of a dictator because he says he won't negotiate.
That's Congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota saying Governor Walker is unreasonable. The governor has given absent Democratic lawmakers an ultimatum to return to Wisconsin and vote on a proposal to reduce the power of public unions or have the state miss out on a huge debt restructuring plan. Think it'll work? 800-510-8255. Here from Fox News, Megyn Kelly interviews Mike Langell, the president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. The way I think this will come off is he'll sound like a political leader instead of a teacher. Let's see what you think.
That's been in the news for the past few days. It's not the only incident, as you know. Do you condone that?
Well, you know, Governor Walker put this all in motion when he had his extreme measures and wanted to dictate to everyone rather than govern through consensus. So we're hopeful that the governor will put aside his confrontational politics and help us all move together in Wisconsin.
Right, but do you condone that?
Well, you know, one of the things is this, that this governor is not allowing people to get together and try to improve teaching and learning in our schools. We do that at the bargaining table, and we would like to continue to have a voice in improving schools. And one of the things that was very important to our members was to go to Madison to be able to affect the policies there. No one wanted to be off of work, but many of us knew we had to be in Madison to protect our students from this governor.
Respectfully, sir, I don't really hear an answer to my question. It sounds like your answer is yes, you do condone it, and you don't have any problem with these teachers getting fake sick notes. And I'm sorry to be pressing you on it, but you know, I think a lot of people can empathize with the teachers and their frustration, and yet they don't empathize with fraud.
Well, one of the things that's going to happen in every school district is that people are going to come together and decide what kind of schools we want to have. And that's
but you're not
what
answering my question,
about.
Mike. Those are talking points. You know, you're off on vanilla, sort of plain Jane talking points. I mean, can you just speak to this point? Because I'm telling you, our viewers, they get upset when they see that. They think a lot of them are on your side. A lot of them are union folks who say, yes, these unions are being railroaded, but they don't like fraud and they don't like lying.
Well, one of the things that everyone understands is that when we left work to go to Madison to follow our conscience, and we did it to help education. Now, whatever happened there, I didn't see it. I don't know what it is. But one of the things that I understand is that a lot of people want to get us off the topic. So if you say I'm not answering the question, I think the question is the wrong one. The real question is, how are we going to work together in Wisconsin? By asking
well,
the right
sir,
questions.
I mean, you've said that. And I understand you want to make that point. But, you know, for better or for worse, I'm the anchor and you're the guest. So I'll come up with the questions and you can answer them or not. But my question to you is, should they be held responsible? Because you're the head of the union. You are the head of the union. And it's not the only incident of these teachers who are giving the rest of the teachers a bad name. It's one thing for your teachers to go out there and say, I'm going to take the bullet I got to take. You know, if I skip school and I'm held responsible for it, so be it. I stood up for what I believed in. That is one thing. It is another to go get a fake sick note, lie to your superintendent in a situation where parents have had to pay extra costs to cover daycare for their students who, or their kids who should be in school or otherwise scramble. It is quite another to do that second option. And I want to know, as the head of the teachers union there, whether that's something you are behind.
Well, I'll tell you what I am behind. I'm behind opposing this governor
so cutting
$1 billion
okay.
from education.
Our viewers can make up their own minds about where you stand on that.
All right. That's a bunch of baloney. This is what gives these guys all a bad name. The president is weighing in. He addressed a bipartisan group of governors at the White House and told them not to get too comfortable and asked them not to make scapegoats out of public sector employees.
I hope today all of you feel free to make yourselves at home. For those of you with a particular interest in the next election, I don't mean that literally. So.
All right. Well, that's that part of it, as much as we had time for. 27, actually 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Your Pet's Health. I'm Wendy Gatlin. 80% of dogs in the U.S. suffer from oral disease by age 3. It's the number one health condition found in our pets, and if left untreated, it may contribute to more serious health issues like heart, kidney, and liver diseases. Leading veterinary dentist Dr. Jan Bello says simple things can be done to prevent oral disease.
First, see a veterinarian at least once a year for oral exams and necessary treatment. Second, take action to clean your pet's teeth every day. Toothbrushing is the gold standard. But if your pet won't allow brushing, you can eat dental treats with a Veterinary Oral Health Council seal of acceptance, like Greenies Canine Dental Chews.
Many treats claim to clean teeth, but most have no clinical proof they work.
Treats with a VOHC seal are proven to meet strict efficacy standards set by veterinary dentists.
I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health. For more information and helpful tips, visit the Greenies Facebook page or greenies.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The guarantee.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits during the week. 2 hours a day for those of you who can listen. Some of you listening on American Forces Radio here an hour of the program. If you'd like some more, go to DougSteffen.com where there's background information as well as all the hours of the countdown for you to listen to whenever you would like. That's the cool thing about the realities of radio and technology today. They sort of work well together. The focus for the next few minutes continues to be Wisconsin and the union battle there. I don't think we're seeing an end to the protests. The Democratic senators in the state have gone missing. People around the world are donating pizzas so that protesters can continue their activities and remain fed. The pizza donations are really kind of startling because they are not being donated just by citizens of our country. Union protests in Poland some 30 years ago, people from around the world paid attention to what was going on there as they are paying attention to what's going on here, understanding how things are different. Most people in several polls that have been taken in the last week or so hold the Democrats responsible for the mess there. How about you? Who do you hold responsible? 800-510-8255. Get to your calls in a few minutes. Back to local talk hosts. Here's Dale Jackson talking about unions and how they just don't have the support of the majority of the people in our country anymore.
Hey, you know what's funny about this is these unions honestly believe that they have the support of the American people. The only people that they have the support of is other unions. That's it. And the American people in general do not have high opinions, or not hold high opinions, rather, of unions. They just don't. Because they watch as businesses around them close because the cost of doing business with unions is unsustainable. They watch as the auto industry and the airline industry were destroyed by the unions. They watched as stuff like that happens even here in Alabama. They've watched. So they've lost their love affair with the union, or the love affair with the unions is over. And they can continue to try to spin this all they want, that the people stand with them and that Republicans are overreaching here. Let me ask you something. I mean, honestly, when that bill passed in the Alabama legislature and the people you talk to, when they were talking about that bill where they stopped payroll deductions and seriously weakened the union here in the state of Alabama. What did the people say? Did the people say, how dare you? Or did they say, right on? Let me help you out here. The people in general said, right on. Okay? That's what the people said. And that's where we stand as of today. And to think that these union workers believe that people in the state of Wisconsin or Alabama, for that matter, are like, oh, my God, we never knew. Oh, geez, oh, golly. Everyone believes the teachers union cares more about themselves than the students. And all they did was drive. Did they not drive that point home? When you pull students out of school and take them to the Capitol with you, when you call in sick in a massive sick out in order for you to go and protest at the Capitol, when the union has to tell you to go back to work, even though you don't have the right to strike, do you honestly believe that the people are going to be behind you?
All right, there's Dale Jackson with a question about who's supporting the unions. 800-510-8255. You may be interested to know that on this date in 1937, U.S. steel plants raised their workers' wages. They had been unionized, so if you were a steel worker back in 1937, you got a raise in pay to $5 a day. $5 a day. That's right, 40 cents an hour. So those of you who have to punch a time clock and are complaining today, maybe you ought not to complain so much. Here, Florida hosts Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talk about the misconception many people have about who's actually supporting the unions.
The union only had 30 to 35% of the workforce as members in this country. The overwhelming majority of people aren't part of a union. Who's holding who hostage?
One argument that I think is interesting that the union says the governor is not considering, and they've actually done some independent analysis that validates this, but they're saying that the state's got this pretty significant budget shortfall, $3.6 billion over the next couple of years, which is not that dissimilar from what Florida's looking at. But they're saying that the governor is actually going to hurt the budget problem. And the argument is, and it's interesting just to consider in the context of what we're discussing, Economic Policy Institute, which is a nonprofit think tank, Wisconsin's public sector workers get compensations about 4.8% less than private sector counterparts. And the argument goes that because of that, it actually saves the state money because 26.7% of public worker compensations and benefits compared to 11 to 17% for private employees. And so because the state can buy benefits in bulk and so at a discount, it actually costs taxpayers less. So the idea is you actually save taxpayers money by paying more in benefits and less in wages. And so that's what the argument is, right? Like, you're only going to allow us to argue over wages and not benefits, but paying us more in benefits and less in wage actually saves everybody else money. So
those are the nuances I could care less about. Those are the nuances that you settle when you have the lawmakers sit down and debate it. That's what you discuss.
But their point is that you're not allowed. They now can no longer settle those nuances in the context of a union rep and the collective bargaining.
Well, again, you and I work for a company that's private. They say, you know what? Here's the job. Here's what you're paid. Here's the benefit package. You want it or not? You go ahead and try, the shifts should be certain hours. And, you can't start a shift any earlier than this, and you can't end a shift any later than that. And the reality is, we want to work less hours and make more. Try that in the private sector. It doesn't work. Why? It's just not how business is done.
800-510-8255. Doris calls from Chicago to the countdown.
I need people to understand. Unions and collective bargaining had nothing to do with the bankrupting of this country, just like Social Security has nothing to do with this deficit we're running. It was the crooks on Wall Street. The Republicans just will defend to the end all those Wall Street cronies and corporate buddies like the Koch brothers and this Governor Walker. I think the Koch brothers, they said he gave $1 million for his campaign. But it's also a war on women and the middle class. You'll notice the unions that he targeted were primarily made up of women. What do you have here? You have teachers. You have public health nurses. You have crossing guards. You have office workers. Who works in those professions? Low-paid professions that are primarily composed of women. The professions that he said, okay, we'll exempt you, police, fire, state patrol, they're primarily made up of men. But I did see a letter from the state patrol saying that he was sorry that his union had backed Governor Walker. I mean, I thought that was very good. And they're marching with their union brothers and sisters. And I want to thank them.
All right, you're welcome. And here we move on to Dan, who is a Wisconsin resident.
I have a unique perspective. I live in La Crosse now, but I used to live in Milwaukee County, actually the city of Milwaukee. So I was living in Milwaukee when Scott Walker was county executive, and now he is governor. And the misconception is that he's against unions. No, he's against public unions, which is just a giant Ponzi scheme to get Democrats elected to do the bidding of the public unions. And that's what it seems to me. We're not against against unions. We're certainly not against private unions. That is a great thing to have. But public unions is ridiculous. And the benefits that they're paying here in this state right now is a luxury we can't afford anymore here.
All right. Wisconsin point of view. Thank you, sir. Grace down in Tampa. We'll take we got a couple of Tampa callers. We'll take you, Grace.
I work for the teachers union in New York. I also work for the airline union. And it's the only way to get fair pay, fair health care, fair benefits. And we are just middle class buying cars, consumer products, etc. Now, we need to be able to protect the unions and have collective bargaining so we can bargain for fair wages. It's very important. We're not the problem. For example, Tampa, Florida, our governor stole $50 million from Medicare. He was convicted, and now he is governor. I also have lived in California, and our Bay Bridge is being built by Bechtel to become earthquake-proof. It's been 10 years and billions of dollars. Also, another thing draining our country is energy prices. Energy prices are sky high. We're being shanghaied by OPEC. And so this is hurting our government, hurting our institutions. It's not the unions and collective bargaining.
Government wastes a lot of money, and it's wrong to blame the unions. All right, so that we've wrapped up. Let's get to the Middle East. Back we go to the Middle East as the Talk Radio Countdown continues.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target. Heather Bosch now on the role of women in the Middle East.
In the middle of an anti-government protest in Egypt, a woman leads a chant. It's a voice you might not expect to hear in a predominantly Muslim nation. But Hinz Zaki insists...
It's only natural that women would participate in it.
Zaki is a graduate student at the University of Washington who took a quarter off to join the protests in her native Egypt.
Women were parts of generally every group that sort of made this revolution happen.
From the older woman in a traditional headscarf leading chant... to a young woman's internet message urging others to join her in Tahrir Square... to a woman clad in blue jeans and a t-shirt speaking up at a demonstration.
Because we want to take this country into the future.
Despite a legacy of female leaders like Hatshepsut and Cleopatra,
there is this portrayal of Arab women and Muslim women as submissive or downtrodden or miserable or whatever.
Egyptian novelist Adu Sweet says in a documentary that is not the case. But women have been underrepresented in modern Egyptian government. They're barred from holding certain jobs. Laws favor husbands over wives. A UN study shows most women in Egypt have been harassed verbally or physically on the street.
It has been an ongoing battle, and there are areas, of course, where women do suffer. So I'm not going to paint a bright picture here. But what I'm trying to say is that there had been a very active movement that has been working to improve this situation.
There were signs of an even brighter future for Egyptian women as they joined the protests in Tahrir Square.
There had been this incredible sense of safety in public spaces that hadn't been felt in a very long time. And millions of men and women were in very close proximity and were basically rubbing shoulders like every few minutes. And there was this sense in the air, and I personally had felt it, and I was it actually made me feel very, very happy.
It did not last.
Now to that ugly attack in Egypt, on CBS News correspondent Lara Logan
and her team were surrounded.
And she was surrounded by a mob, sexually assaulted and beaten.
Zaki says the tone against all women changed that day.
And there was a little bit of a more aggressive atmosphere in the air.
With the revolution over, was the new sense of equality finished too? Activists hope it's only a setback. They point out Logan was rescued by women and members of the military, which now controls the government. And through the revolution, modern Egyptian women seem to have found a stronger voice.
Do you think the revolution could have happened without the women participating, without their voice?
I don't think that would have been possible at all.
Whatever happens, and I hope that everything that happens will be good, but whatever happens, that moment has happened, and that means that there can be no going back.
Zaki says if Egypt wants to keep and build on the democracy it's fighting for. It has to listen to the voices of all of its people.
Secretary of State Clinton up next on this and the UN, then your calls at 800-510-TALK.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen continuing with a focus now on the Middle East and Libya in particular. Gaddafi deploying forces to the western border area in defiance of the economic pressure on him, fears that this, one of the bloodiest Arab revolts for a long, long time, may become more violent still. Here's Secretary of State Clinton speaking at the UN.
The United States has already imposed travel restrictions and financial sanctions on Gaddafi and senior Libyan officials. We have frozen assets to ensure that they are preserved for the Libyan people. And we have halted our very limited defense trade with Libya. We are working with the United Nations, partners, allies, the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, and other NGOs to set up a robust humanitarian response to this crisis. As we move forward on these fronts, we will continue to explore all possible options for action. As we have said, nothing is off the table so long as the Libyan government continues to threaten and kill Libyans. Ultimately, the people of Libya themselves will be the ones to chart their own destiny and shape their own new government. They are now braving the dictator's bullets and putting their lives on the line to enjoy the freedoms that are the birthright of every man, woman, and child on earth. Like their neighbors in Tunisia and Egypt, they are asserting their rights and claiming their future.
800-510-8255. For Mrs. Clinton, we go to Mike in Pennsylvania with thoughts on this.
I'm not really surprised that by the media how they're portraying this, but if you recall on 9/11 when George Bush sat in that classroom for maybe about 9 or 30 seconds, I mean, he caught flack for that. And then we had to wait 9 days to even hear anything about President Obama speaking up and out against the killings against these people. Do you see the double standard, or is it just me? The media should have been on him from day one. I mean, we had to wait for other countries to come before us. I mean, that just seems to me like it's hypocrisy.
I think you're ridiculous, Mike. Why is Obama or Bush the issue here? Everybody's going to make this into something political, and it really isn't. So you sound kind of foolish. Bill, let's see if we can get something more out of you.
Didn't we use sanctions on Iran? Didn't work. We've used sanctions on Cuba. Didn't work. Now we want to use sanctions. Sanctions are not the answer, to my opinion. We've got to do more for people than what we're doing, I think. We're going to have to help the people. We don't know what's over there, what we got, Al Jazeera or whatever. We don't know who's trying to take over that country. I watched it in Iran. I've watched it in Cuba. I served under John Kennedy when we put on Cuba, so I don't agree with sanctions. We got our problems here at home that we need to take care of.
All right, not a lot of enlightenment here. Let's see Barbara in Colorado if you can do more for us.
I don't agree with sanctions. It hurts the people more than it hurts the person that they're trying to more or less topple. And why don't they do what the people ask? They ask to enforce the no-fly zone. Why don't you do that? They say they want to win it on their own. They don't want UN peacekeepers. They don't need America. They don't need the Europeans. They're there to rape them of their assets, their oil, whatever. They don't need us. They need to be able to do it on their own, like the Egyptians. And then when the dust settles, if they want your help, if they want to be a partner with you or whatever, then so be it. But until then, they are asking to enforce the no-fly zone and also to let them do it. They don't want your help because you come in and take over and then abuse the people.
All right, Lewis and Fort Wayne, go ahead, sir.
I really believe President Obama has really got to take hold of this thing, and sanctions are not just the answer. I think the man with Ronald Reagan had dealt with has been insane for a lot of years, and the world lets everybody go by unless it steps on their toes. It's about time we take some action to help these people, to get things settled with the no-fly zone, and take the man out of power if he's going to act like Saddam Hussein, because I wouldn't want to be there on this, and I feel sorry, and I pray to God for those people that they're safe, and I hope they can do something about it instead of just talking about it.
Jim, quick call from you in Tampa. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Doug. Love the program. Listen, I agree with you that now we need to do something and get in there and help save innocent lives. But my issue is with the subversiveness of the government, our government getting involved with this democracy or the starting of democracy to begin with. I mean, Hillary Clinton and the State Department have said that they're going to put all kinds of money, billions of dollars, towards internet and communications infrastructure to ensure that democracy and everything occurs.
All right,
I think
sir.
We kind of threw
Time's up. 59 past the hour on the countdown.